news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin a new week in a new reality. The United States suffered an attack on Wednesday as armed insurrectionists breached the Capitol, killing five people in the process and attempting even more. It's now been 5 days, and yet there has not been a single official briefing from the White House, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, or Capitol Police. The federal government has apparently gone dark. And now Trump can't even use his preferred methods of miscommunications. He's been banned by Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, well, and pretty much every social media outlet. And now Parler, the app favored by right-wingers, has been kicked off the servers by Amazon and taken from the app stores on Apple and Google Play, leaving some in Trump's circles, in this case, Devin Nunes, to whine that they have no way to communicate with their followers while appearing on Fox Not News?
These big companies, Apple, Amazon, Google, they have just destroyed Parler is likely a billion-dollar company. Poof, it's gone. But it's more than just the financial aspect to that. Republicans have no way to communicate. I have 3 million followers on Parler. Tonight, I will no longer be able to communicate with those people.
Again, Congressman, you said that on Fox News. Don't tell us you have no way to communicate. But it's not only social media. Major corporations have also started distancing themselves. Both Marriott, the world's largest hotel chain, and health insurer Blue Cross Blue Shield have suspended their donations to lawmakers who voted against the counting of Biden's electoral votes Wednesday night, Thursday morning. The anti-Trump Lincoln Project has promised to target companies that donate to any lawmakers who voted against the counting of the Electoral College votes. And Trump now can't even sell merchandise on his campaign website. Stripe, the vendor that handles online credit card payments, announced that it will no longer handle his account. And on Sunday night, the PGA, Professional Golfers Association of America Board of Directors, took the 2022 PGA Championship away from Trump Bedminster, his New Jersey club, and we know that stings. And now this, Cumulus Media, which produces some of the most popular right-wing talk shows on the radio, has told its on-air personalities, including Mark Levin, to stop suggesting that the election was stolen from Trump or face termination. Should be interesting. In the aftermath of the attempted coup, we're now learning what happened and what was planned in bits and pieces. We came perilously close to seeing our elected members of Congress taken hostage or worse. The rioters breached the Senate chamber at 2:16 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, just 1 minute after the senators were hurried out to safety. And if not for one Capitol police officer, a black man named Eugene Goodman, who, armed only with a nightstick, lured the insurgents in the wrong direction away from the Senate chamber in order to give the senators the time they needed to escape with their lives. But the Capitol police were so unprepared, and now we're learning why. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund said he was worried about the size of the January 6th Trump protest crowd 2 days earlier and asked for the D.C. National Guard to be put on standby. But he was turned down by the House and Senate sergeants at arms. In an interview with the Washington Post, Sund, who has since resigned, said that the House Sergeant at Arms was concerned about the optics of such a move. He also told the Post that when he called the Pentagon in the middle of the riot with a, quote, urgent immediate request for National Guard assistance, end quote, an Army official turned him down. The official reportedly saying, I don't like the visual of the National Guard standing a police line with the Capitol in the background. He didn't like the visual? Again, the rioters were not agents of a foreign power looking to do harm to our nation. These were homegrown terrorists, spurred to action, insurrection, by the sitting president of the United States, who was trying to get them to overturn the will of the people to keep him in power? Wow. So now Donald Trump is facing the very real possibility of becoming the first and only president ever to be impeached twice. Since there are only a few short days left in his presidency, impeachment proceedings could stretch into the Biden administration. Nancy Pelosi, noting that the president is, quote, an imminent threat to our Constitution and our democracy, announced on Sunday night that the House would, on Monday, begin proceedings on a resolution by Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland calling on Vice President Mike Pence to mobilize the cabinet to activate the 25th Amendment within 24 hours. Pelosi saying that if Pence doesn't act, the House would proceed toward a vote on at least one article of impeachment, accusing Donald Trump of inciting a mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol, seeking to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn said Sunday that the House could vote on impeachment Tuesday or Wednesday, but then might hold off on sending the articles of impeachment until probably 100 days into Biden's presidency, providing time for votes on Biden's cabinet nominees and legislative priorities, allowing the new administration to get started before taking up the impeachment vote. Pelosi also raised another issue, asking her colleagues for their views on the third section of the 14th Amendment, the one that prohibits anyone who, quote, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof from serving in Congress. Along those lines, thousands of lawyers and law school alumni on Sunday signed an open letter calling for Senators Josh Hawley of Missouri and Ted Cruz of Texas to be disbarred over their leading roles in the effort to undermine Congress's certification of Electoral College vote, declaring Joe Biden the winner of the 2020 presidential race. Meanwhile, federal authorities are not only rounding up and arresting the rioters whose photographs have been posted all over the internet, but they're also looking into the planning and coordination among Capitol insurgents, including members of law enforcement and the military. Questions are also being asked about who paid for the rally and to bring many of the rioters to D.C. Online accusations are that Ginny Thomas, yeah, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, paid for 70 to 80 buses. I can't find confirmation of that yet, but the rumors are out there. And officials are also now planning for the possibility of yet more violence leading up to next Wednesday's inauguration. Federal and local authorities over the weekend continued rounding up members of the mob that attacked the Capitol on Wednesday. The FBI said Sunday that two men photographed carrying plastic hand restraints during the siege have been arrested. One, a 30-year-old Nashville man. The other, a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel in Texas. Officials are now planning for the possibility of more violence leading up to next Wednesday's inauguration. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser called for Homeland Security to impose heightened security measures beginning Monday, today, instead of January 19th. Bowser's plea came as security experts warned that far-right extremists were discussing more assaults on Inauguration Day. One person posted in an online group dedicated to a million militia march on January 20th, quote, "We took the building once, we can take it again." And oh yeah, we're still in the midst of a global pandemic and the numbers are right now the worst they've ever been. The countdown clock to Joe Biden's inauguration stands at 9 days, 2 hours, 28 minutes, and 3 seconds. I got the And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.